United States President Barack Obama is heading to Europe today with a hefty agenda for tackling the economic crisis and seeking support for his new Afghanistan strategy on his first major foreign trip since taking office in January. He'll stop first in London, where he'll attend a summit of the group of 20 major economies on Thursday. The professor of international relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told us more about what Obama hopes to accomplish in the fight against the global financial crisis.
He has two main aims. The White House has two declared objectives. One is concerted action, worldwide action, to start the world economy again. And the other is to reintroduce or to introduce regulation in the financial markets, which will prevent this sort of meltdown happening again. The real difficulty, and this is a major difficulty for Obama, this is the first time he's been abroad as president, and he has it's a major challenge. It's not just a cakewalk to present himself smiling. He has to persuade the Europeans, above all, that they've got to spend, and they've got to spend a lot of money. And most of them have already said they really don't want to. The French, the Germans, has made it very clear that they want to keep balance their budgets. On the regulation, there's more possibilities. He's not going to come to a final agreement with any of the other G20 countries, and everyone agrees that there should be some sort of regulation. They're going to spend a lot of time talking about precisely what and how they're going to then implement it, but that won't be done over the next few days in London.
Catholic advocates are promising to keep the needs and rights of the world's poorest nations and most vulnerable people in the spotlight during the course of the G20 negotiations. The Secretary General of the Zambian Bishops' Conference and the Zambia Liaison for CAFOD, Father Joseph Komakoma, says the rich nations and the developing countries need to work together to foster a sense of co-responsibility.
Our concerns for the G20 summit is that the current economic crisis is hitting the poorest countries hardest. What we want is greater justice, and that, you know, global injustice should be tackled. The poor countries are not liabilities, but what is normally forgotten is that, you know, conditionalities are given by the rich countries when they come to the aid of poor countries. What we want are conditionalities from below, because we from the poor countries know exactly what we want. Sometimes the conditionalities given by the rich countries block development. While we are bringing our concerns to the G20, back home we also have a responsibility, and that responsibility is that we hold our own governments to account.